Welcome to the Shore Basketball Coaches Association Senior All-Star Game on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. Tonight's broadcast is powered by Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, where you'll find compassionate care, prompt results, and imaging excellence. Participating sponsors are the U.S. Army, Jersey Mike Subs, RKE Athletic, and Sansone Jr. 66 Auto Mall, proud sponsor of the Teen Safe Driving Program. From Wall High School, let's head down to the court and join Matt Harmon for tonight's coverage of the Shore Coaches All-Star Basketball Game.
And I thank you, Kevin Williams, as you enjoy the sunny state of Florida with a couple of days off. I'm happy to be joined by the managing editor of the Shore Sports Network, our great website, shoresportsnetwork.com, and the magazine out as of today as well, Scott Stump, as we get set for the senior all-star game here from Wall High School. Stumpy, good way to wrap up what has been an extremely exciting season here at the Shore.
I know, another just banner year. I mean, you look at the state tournament, eight sectional champs combined between the boys and girls. And as we know, the girls were particularly amazing with three out of the four tournament of champions, semifinalists, both finalists, and the champion, Manasquan. So definitely another great year of Shore Conference basketball.
The girls game took place, unfortunately, due to a broadcasting commitment. We were unable to bring that one to you, but happy to have the boys game here tonight and poking a look at the rosters for both of these teams. It's an east side and a west side. And one thing we will tell you, there is no geographic relevance to that east and west whatsoever.
No, I think, you know, for a while, it really was Monmouth versus Ocean County. And then I think it maybe got a little lopsided there at a point because Monmouth has way more schools to choose from. So they try to kind of mix things up. So it's also fun because you kind of see some teammates going against each other. You know, guys from the same team playing on the different all-star teams. So that's a little fun subplot. It's just always a really good time and just a nice memory for these guys to end their career regardless of how their final game went as seniors.
The rosters set to be introduced here in front of a nice crowd that has turned out here at Wall High School. Good central location to take place in this game. The east side will have Dan Largy, Tyree Wilson, Ryan Lawrence, Trent Mitchell, Jason Dunn, Chris O'Reilly, Aaron Schneiderman, Kyle Morris, Mike Fronheim, Jake Logue, Evan Martin, Liam Byrne, Kyle Mullen, Thomas Famulary, Micah Kerr, and Aiden McMenamin. The East coaches are Chris Champeau from Rumson Fairhaven and Matt Kokoda, who is on his home floor here, the first-year head coach at Wall High School. Scott, as you look up and down that East roster, some pretty interesting combinations of players. Obviously, this is the senior all-star game, so all these guys using up their high school eligibility, but a lot of talent on that side.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our all-short teams will be on the site on Friday, and you're going to see definitely a few of those names among the top 15 players in the Shore Conference. And you even have a couple guys, you know, like a Kyle Mullen, who we know from all the football broadcasts with Manalpin, also tremendous football player headed to Yale. So you got guys that are just some great all-around athletes, Tymir Berry as well.
On the west side, it is Tymir Berry whose name pops off, and pops off because he is number one on the roster. So the first name listed, Evan Lang, George Elgould, Anthony Mitchell, Ryan Janicek, Jack Laffey, Brendan Barkas, Kerry Kirkwood, Tyshawn White, Jason Sykowski, Jesse Hill, Kevin Bloodgood, Will Kosis, Nolan Slattery, and Morgan McGuire. The West coaches tonight will be Bob Klatt from Modern Day Prep and John Tierney from Pinelands. So as you mentioned, there will be teammates who will be playing against one another. Stick here with the hometown Crimson Knights. Janicek and Barkas on the West roster. Trent Mitchell on the East roster. Rumson has players on split side. Neptune has players on split sides. It'll be interesting to kind of see Point Beach, another one of those teams that has players on both rosters as well. I wonder if you forget who you're going to pass the ball to at some point. Or do you really want to make sure that you burn the guy that you've played with for the last 3 years?
That's the thing. I still think it still has to come down to a little bit of trash talk. We'll probably, have the video clips on our site, and you know one will love to heckle the other with a by rewinding a nice video highlight against a teammate.
You know, it's a good opportunity here as the lineups continue to be introduced. Want to credit the guy who's sitting behind us, Matt Manley, who's been our anchor of Shore basketball coverage during the course of the season at ShoreSportsNetwork.com. He's been up to date with all of it. You can go to the site to get the most up-to-date stories, results, stat leaders up there, final standings. As you mentioned, the All-Shore teams will be coming out. The top 10 will be coming out. Should be some real fun stuff, and Matt has done a magnificent job of anchoring our coverage.
Oh, tremendous. And, you know, he's the most thorough basketball writer in the state. I'll say that. I mean, I think it's like our Shore Conference tournament watch, our previews. And I know I'm a little biased here, but that, to me, they're unrivaled by what anyone else does statewide in coverage for their local team.
As the lineups wrap up, why don't we step out? We'll take a quick timeout. We'll make it a 60-second break. When we come, we should be up and ready for tip-off. A lot of fun here, the 2015 Senior All-Star Game, East versus West. And we're back on the Shore Sports Network in 60 seconds.
Now back to the Shore Coaches All-Star Basketball Game on the Shore Sports Network.
And alongside my broadcasting compadre tonight, Scott Stump, I'm Matt Harmon. We welcome you in for the 2015 Senior All-Star Game from Wall High School. Good way to wrap up our high school basketball coverage on the radio, and we'll continue online for the next several weeks, and the debates can start to kick off. Top 10s, all Shore teams to follow. You can certainly look and pick up the latest edition of the Shore Sports Network magazine. It is available, Scott, at many fine locations.
Yeah, all the Wawas with the gas stations, you know, Surf Taco, all the high schools, and it's for the low, low price of free.
$0, as they would say. Jumping center, it will be Jason Dunn for the east side, and Morgan McGuire for the west. The west tonight will be in blue. The east is in orange, and we've got an early steal with McGuire getting down the floor. We'll play two 20-minute halves, which is how this will go. We'll have some fun. We'll bring Matt Manley on at some point. We'll grab as many cast of characters as we can during the course of this one and have some basketball news for you in between. Dunn will take a three from the outside. Kyle Mullen with the rebound. Long-range bomb is off the mark for Liam Byrne. And already we've seen a bunch of three-pointers, and as the night rolls on, we'll start to see some points in transition and perhaps some dunks as well.
Yeah, it's funny. In the girls' game, I think sometimes the tendency is to overpass. That is not necessarily a problem in the boys' game. Usually once somebody gets it on the perimeter, it's going up.
Ryan Lawrence with a three. And the East able to get a couple of offensive rebounds to keep their possession alive. Inside for Lawrence here again. In the corner, Dunn will get a touch. Kyle Mullen, the extra pass, and Jason Dunn's got our first 2 points of the night to give the East a 2-0 advantage.
And Dunn has really been a part of the renaissance of Mattawan basketball. I mean, they had their best season since the 1950s last year in winning a sectional title. This year, they struggled a little bit more with some graduation losses and trying to fit the new guys around Dunn and senior guard Joe Piscopo. But, I mean, Dunn headed to Hartford, you know, a Division I talent coming out of Mattawan. He's really helped rejuvenate, you know, excitement and interest in that program.
Kerry Kirkwood just took a three closer to Neptune than Wall. Missed that, and in transition, the finish for the east side, no good. Here's the three by McGuire that's off the mark. You know, that's what an All-Star game's all about. We saw Morgan McGuire play a couple of times. As Dunn will get down the floor and dunk it in with the right hand. McGuire, a guy who's an inside presence for Rumson. Not tonight. Everybody's pretty much has a green light from anywhere they want to shoot.
This is one of those games, if you're a big guy, you really better run the floor, because that's probably the main way you're getting the ball or on the offensive rebounds. Because they're not exactly going to be dumping it into the post. And McGuire was a player who really came on stronger and stronger towards the playoff push and the tournaments for Rumson, and became a nice secondary complementary scorer for Brendan Barry.
Thomas Famulari with a three from the outside from Rumson Fairhaven led the Bulldogs part of the run to the Shore Conference Championship. Backdoor cut and a finish for Jack Laffey, who's got the west side on the board at 7-2 in favor of the East.
And what a season it was for Rumson. I mean, a historic year. They had never won the Shore Conference tournament before. They enter as a double-digit seed, and you were there. Not only did they win, You know, they beat CBA by 26 points, holding them to 24. That was just a remarkable game.
Good ball fake in a drive, kick in the corner for Laffey, who will take the three. That short, rebounded down inside by Mullen, who's able to clear and control. Lawrence in transition has it batted away, and a good steal by Kirkwood, who will start to break down the other side for the West team. Laffey can't hang on to a pass. It's saved by Dunn from going out of bounds. In transition, Dunn will miss the dunk with the right hand. That won't be the first one of those we'll see during the night. And a three ball up and in for Anthony Mitchell from the outside.
Mitchell was part of that balanced Red Bank regional team, you know, that was tough in B North this season. And had a few tough losses in the tournaments, but did have a very nice regular season.
There's a three for Liam Byrne from Red Bank Catholic. We've got great representation on for most of the rosters. Put in for Will Kosis, and we'll get a stoppage at the 16-13 mark with mass substitutions. We won't see one guy at a time tonight. These are full-on line changes that we'll have during the course of the broadcast. So the first group is out. Tyree Wilson will go over and inbound. Chris O'Reilly has checked in from Colts Neck for the east side. Trent Mitchell on his home floor from Wall. Check the rest of the roster in just a second for both of these teams. Number 20, Tyshawn White from Modern Day has come in. Mitchell will take a quick three, rebounded by Micah Kerr, inside man from Neptune, and he is fouled. That foul will be charged down inside on number 35, Jesse Hill from Point Beach. And Scott, as you look at the final numbers for some of the teams in the division winners, what I notice is that there's good representation from some of the teams that won divisions during the course of the year in this game. All kind of, to me, shows you've got to have that senior leadership if at some point you're going to be able to win a championship.
Absolutely. I think one of the examples is the team that plays all their games right here at Wall. They won their first outright division title since the 1974 season, and they have three seniors playing in this game, all of whom are 1,000-point scorers, which is a pretty rare feat, all from one class.
Long-range three is off the mark. Rebound is tipped up and controlled by Kevin Bloodgood from Shore Regional. Of course, those three, Ryan Janicek, Trent Mitchell, and Brendan Barkas. Mitchell will control here, off a miss. Drive down the right side and lay it in. Mitchell gets two on his home floor to give the east side a 12-7 advantage. Long-range three bomb was off the mark by Bloodgood. Put back in for Jason Sikowski. Makes it 12-9.
And I'm sure Sikowski's kind of playing a little bit for his twin brother, Kyle, who suffered a wrist injury in the Shore Conference tournament, was unable to play in the state tournament, and he was a big rallying point for Freehold Township in reaching the Central Jersey Group 4 final. Unfortunately, they came up a little short against Hillsboro of their first championship, but that's one of those teams that's just a really, every year, a very tight-knit team. You know, always has great team chemistry. You see a lot of their former players coming back to see Coach Brian Golub and his staff. They really kind of build a family at that school.
Dribble jive on the way for Tyshawn White, who gets fouled by Micah Kerr. And it will be a couple of free throws coming up. That will stop the clock with 14:44 to go. And Tyshawn White from Modern Day Prep. Saw the story that you put online today about Modern Day Prep. They had to reach a certain number to keep the school open and operational. It sounds like they're right there.
They're closing in on it. I mean, they needed to raise $1 million by April 15th. I think they're down to the last 7,000 or 8,000. So that's pretty amazing. In less than a two-month span, they have raised pretty much close to the $1 million that's needed. And Brian Williams, one of their famous alums of NBC News, just cut a $50,000 check as part of a $92,000 gala that they held the other, you know, this weekend. So that certainly helps. But just been an amazing effort by that community and shows how much that school has meant to them.
And it does come on the heels of at least on the football side of things, is one of their best years in recent history. This past year on the basketball floor, 9-5 in the division, 10-15 overall. So it seems like, as we'll get a dunk in for the east side put in by Kyle Morris from Barnegat. It seems like all things for modern day are kind of headed in the right direction, but that money obviously will keep the school up and running. Now, the one question I did see is we'll get a basket in transition or attempted basket by Micah Kerr. That's off the mark, and a feed in with a windmill dunk from Jesse Hill to throw it in for the blue side. 14-12, East leads the West. As how long that money, I guess, will kind of keep the school up and running for.
That's been the big thing. I mean, it's not just the $1 million in expenses. They really are looking to create an endowment that can ensure future success, that they're not back at this point again in another year or two of needing this kind of money.
Jason Sikowski with a basket. Chris O'Reilly answers back. O'Reilly, part of a Colts neck team that during the course of the past season, a little bit up and down. They went 16-9, 9-5 within division. Micah Kerr with a basket. We're tied now in about 7 minutes in to our first half.
O'Reilly, part of a family of 1,000-point scorers, as his older brother Sean also was a 1,000-point scorer for Colts Neck, you know, which made a run to the Central Jersey Group 4 semifinals this year before falling to their Freehold regional district rival in Freehold Township.
A couple of threes have been tossed up by Kevin Bloodgood, who's got a big laughing smile as he walks back through up an air ball. I think he's 0 for 3 from out the outside. He might have taken three threes all year for Shore Regional.
You know what, though? They won their first sectional title since 1967, so I'm assuming that smile is going to stay on his face for a while, regardless of what happens here.
Put back attempt for Jesse Hill off the backboard is good. 12-25 and rolling. Inside basket for Micah Kerr from Neptune. Make it 20-16 in favor of the East. Three by Hill is off the mark. Up and running is Chris O'Reilly. Will take it left side and go up over the top. Hill. O'Reilly's got a couple of baskets. It's 24-16 with 12:05 to go here in the first half. We get some more substitutions, which I think will be kind of the last batch of guys. Everybody going about three deep tonight.
Yeah, they do three rotations, and this is just one of those games where you just want to make sure everybody gets their time on the court, gets a chance to get on the score sheet, have a little fun.
Ryan Janicek has checked in along with his teammate Brendan Barkis, along with Tymir Berry, who led the Shore in scoring. He'll miss his first attempt. Last set of guys on for the East team as well. ...24-16 East with 11 and a half minutes to play in the first half. Runner by Evan Lang is off the mark. We'll see a lot of up and down action. Put in attempt for Aiden McMenamin is missed. McMenamin, who helped Manasquan off to another great year, as Berry will pop in down underneath. Berry on his way to Monmouth University to play football, though basketball still could be in the cards from what you're hearing.
Yeah, not ruled out. There is some talk that he is going to try and do both. I mean, obviously he's an explosive guard. You know, he led the Shore in scoring. He could certainly help them, especially if you don't even have to use a scholarship on him. You never know. You know, it's worth taking a shot. Okay, the question is whether he can handle that. I mean, playing two sports at the Division I level, you know, with school, that's a lot. I remember when Anthony Firkser, the former Manalapan star, tried to do that at Harvard, and he eventually focused on football pretty quickly.
Jake Logue with a long three. His East team up 27-20. It has been done, and has been done, you know, with some level of success as well.
Matt Manley and I were talking about before the game. He made a good point. It seems like a lot of the guys who have done it are the big guys, the forwards, you know, the guys that, you know, Tony Gonzalez and those types. Not, you don't see it happen with a lot of guards.
In transition is Evan Lang. He'll take the three from the outside. Midway through our first half, 27-20 in favor of the East. We'll get a foul on a whistle, and We'll get some foul shots coming up here. Matt Harmon, Scott Stump on the Shore Sports Network. Our buddy Zach Collins is in the studios tonight. Going to the line is Aaron Schneiderman, who played for Breck Memorial High School, the Mustangs this past year, 10-14, 7-7 in Class A South.
It was a really up and down season for them because at one point in the year, the time all in the course of 1 week, and it looked like they were going to be a major factor in the A South race, but things were kind of up and down, as you could see from their record by the end, and then they had a tough game on the road in the first round against Freehold Township of the state playoffs.
In transition, we'll get a basket from Aaron Schneiderman from Memorial. 20 in favor of the East Side. This game brought to you tonight by the Shore Sports Network, alongside of a host of a ton of athletes, but we also got to credit the Coaches Association that helped put this together. Mike Perro, who was the former head coach at Wall, now down at Barnegat, fields a staff of coaches that help run, organize, and put this together.
1994. So back when TV34 was the sponsor, but the coaches were still running it. So they've been doing a great job with this for a long, long time.
Obviously, there was minimal qualifications that were needed.
They just needed warm bodies back then.
And the field pool probably was not very good. Berry with a nice shake and bake move to get himself open. I didn't realize that was on your resume as a three back for Schneiderman, who's got a couple of threes.
Way back in the Stone Ages, the Red Bank Catholic Caseys made the Shore Conference Tournament semifinals that year. And, of course, we lost to CBA, Jeff Billett.
Didn't everybody back then?
Yep.
In transition, ball go out of bounds. We'll get a new rotation of subs to come in. And I pulled up the list of guys who have played two sports at a somewhat high level, and I'll have to say it's actually more than I would have thought. On the basketball side of things, Danny Ainge, who's a member of the Boston Celtics organization, played baseball for the Blue Jays.
That's right.
Dave Winfield, who was a standout in just about anything that he did in Minnesota.
But the thing is, you notice a lot of these, you know, the Bo Jacksons, the other, that hasn't happened as much recently just because of, you see the specialization so much more now, where players focus so much on one sport year round.
In transition, the put in for Will Kosis will make it 38-27.
But even Jameis Winston plays baseball for the Florida State teams and plays football at the highest level. So, and Florida State baseball is, you know, a top 20 program, so it can be done. But I think the back-to-back nature of the seasons with football and basketball really makes it difficult.
Yeah, I would agree. It's probably more so football and, let's say, baseball. You got some great examples there. How about Deion Sanders? Charlie Ward played both sports for a while. 42-32 as Jack Laffey able to get one in transition. Mitchell with a three from the top. That's off the mark. And now Laffey will run the break. CBA with a season that by most standards would be pretty good. They made the Shore Conference Finals and the state finals of their section. Unfortunately, when they got to that point, as Trent Mitchell will put it in, kind of came up on the rough end of things a little bit.
They hit the buzzsaw. Pope John the 23rd, which actually, this was only their first non-public A title, but they have five Division I players on that team. They reached the tournament and champions final before falling to another juggernaut, Roselle Catholic. But, yeah, CBA was overmatched that day with just, you know, that team. Their whole front line goes 6'8 across, and they are just a loaded squad. But CBA's win over a 25-1, I believe it was, St. Augustine team in the non-public South A final was definitely an impressive one. St. Augustine's only loss to a New Jersey team this year was to the Colts. And that guy right there, Jack Laffey, who just splashed one in, he had the shooting performance for the ages, finished with a career-high 38 points in that game. He and their junior star, Pat Andre, went 21 for 26 from the field and 11 for 12 from three-point range in that win.
No, it is you know, you look and you say CBA went 24-6, 13-1, won the division, and did walk away with a section championship. It was just maybe those two last games in their respective tournaments that were tough to swallow. Here's a three by Kirkwood that will miss for the West Side. 46-34 in transition. Layup in for the East Side from Ryan Lawrence, his first basket. And with 5:20 to go, and the nice thing is Laffey, a guy who started the game, but now he's kind of on with some different guys, and they'll just keep mixing and matching pieces and hope that guys can play with different guys during the course of this game.
And I think one of the most fun things about this whole experience is I know a lot more players know each other well because of social media and playing AAU, but you get a chance to meet some guys that maybe you only read about, you've never met in person, and, you know, maybe make some friendships that'll last with guys you didn't really know before.
Alley-oop attempt from Kirkwood to Morgan McGuire hit the rim, and the East Side getting it back in transition. Mitchell with the drive, reverse layup up and in for Trent Mitchell. And, you know, I don't know that this is the case. I always think in a thing where you got, you know, about 30 guys here, you might bump into a guy who might wind up with the same school as you. Maybe not to start, but even in a transfer situation or something like that, you can just meet a guy that you'll know somewhere down the line.
Right, either that or maybe you're committed to a school and this guy's undecided and he ends up, you know, you talk to him and he ends up being your teammate.
And all of a sudden you become a recruiter. 4:25 to go in the first. The East dominating this one so far, 50-34. This might be considered a high-scoring game over 32 minutes, and the offense is on display here. McGuire will take a three that rims in and out. Up ahead of the field is Dunn. The alley-oop finish just off the mark. Good attempt for Liam Byrne off a unselfish play from Jason Dunn. In transition, McGuire will finish. This McGuire gets to walk past his head coach, Chris Champeau, now and say, I told you that I can do a little bit of this ball handling stuff because he's not his coach tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's no play calling, no anything. It's, you get the ball and it's going up. And McGuire actually known more for his work on the mound and on the baseball field where he's going to Old Dominion on a baseball scholarship. So he's going to transition right from this to being on the mound a week from today, probably.
In transition, Tyree Wilson from Freehold Township. Able to get the basket. I mean, it's been magnificent baseball weather for those guys to get outside.
Talk about going stir crazy. There's only so much you can do inside a gym before you're ready to lose your mind.
Left side layup for Jason Sikowski. I know that lacrosse has become real popular. That's one sport you can kind of deal with the elements outside. If you are a pitcher, the last thing you want to do is go outside and throw when it's 25, 30 degrees.
And hitting a baseball isn't a whole lot much more fun. It's like swinging a tuning fork when it's blustery and 40 degrees out.
I always blame that on a subpar high school career for 2 years as a player.
If the weather was just warmer.
Well, even when the weather was warm, then it would be too hot.
You're the Goldilocks of short conference baseball.
55-38. Here's a three attempt to pull the West back into it a little bit. East up big in this one. Lead by 17. Good move in transition, but the finish for Tyree Wilson is off the mark. A whistle is called, and Wilson will go to the free throw line for two shots.
And he was a transfer from Freehold Borough that came across to the rival Patriots there and really, you know, a couple years ago. And he's been a key member of their team the last couple years. He stepped up in a lot of their big games this year. He was their top scorer, good athlete, you know, a guy who can play both ends of the floor. He was a definitely key cog for them as they won the public title in A North race this year.
Think about it, too. We just mentioned some of the spring sports. Good chance for us to plug what we do at SureSportsNetwork.com. We'll cover baseball. We will cover lacrosse during the course of this spring season. So we don't just do football and basketball anymore. There's wrestling stuff up there. There's spring stuff up there. And we just continue to grow, looking for just absolute sure conference domination.
Absolutely. There's already lacrosse previews on there today from Bob Batters. The season started today. He's got in-depth previews of divisions. And poor Matt Manley behind us, there'll be no rest for the weary. Right after this, he'll be posting baseball previews probably by tomorrow.
Kyle Morris with the last basket to make it 59-40. Here ahead of the field and in transition. Right side layup up and in from Micah Kerr, who's got a couple of baskets. And it's now 61-40 in favor of the East team, able to answer back with a three. Jesse Hill, who's got 7 points tonight.
Jesse Hill, one of the few Division I commits in this game. He's going to be going to Florida Atlantic. Help Point Beach win a share of the B Central title, make it back to the Central 2 years. But, you know, Hill's big thing is his versatility. You know, he's 6'8", but he can step out and knock it down from three, as we just saw.
Kerr will hit the layup off on the left side. You know, that is kind of an interesting point when you think about it. There's not necessarily a ton of Division I guys on either one of these rosters in what to me was still a pretty decent year for Shore Conference basketball.
Honestly, though, I think that's really just the Shore Conference. Even in a banner year, maybe you have four guys, five if you're lucky. I think the average is about two or three Division I commits in this area, which is, as we see one of them, Jesse Hill, throw down the windmill. But I think that's just, you know, you look at these North Jersey teams that have five or six on one team, but that's just not normal compared to the rest of the state.
They're definitely basketball factories. Here's a three from the outside. That's off the mark for Kyle Morris.
And unfortunately, you know, you see some of the North Jersey parochials snapping up our guys. Jagan Mosley, a star guard for St. Anthony, is from Marlboro. And Nazreen Reed, the phenom freshman on the TOC champs, Roselle Catholic, is from Asbury Park.
In transition, right side layup up and in for Tyree Wilson to give his team a 67-48 advantage with 20 seconds left here in the first half. Hill will take a bomb from the right side. That one off the mark, and the rebound for Kevin Bloodgood will get the west side at least one more shot. Hill will miss the jumper at the foul line. And with 5 seconds now in transition, three ball off on the left is an air ball, and then somewhat of an errant throw at the end of the half by Kevin Bloodgood, who we should mention, as Scott and I were talking about earlier, he would at some point keep firing three. He did hit one earlier in this one. It's halftime, 67-48. We'll step out and take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back, talk about the girls' game that took place just prior to this, and roll along here, 2015 Senior All-Star Game, East versus West. We're back right after this in 2 minutes.